Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Valsa Williams with the news at 9. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says India is getting new opportunities, friends and markets due to its strong diplomatic efforts. Asserts India made G20 a people-driven national movement. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar addresses UN General Assembly in New York, stresses political convenience cannot determine responses to terrorism, extremism and violence. Veteran actor Vahida Rehman to be conferred with this year's Dada Saheb Phalke Award for her stellar contribution to Indian cinema. In Asian Games at Hangzhou, India clinch historic gold medal in equestrian dressage team event. Country's overall medal tally rises to 14. And in cricket, third and final ODI between India and Australia to be played in Rajkot tomorrow. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has asserted that India is getting new opportunities, friends and markets due to the country's strong diplomatic efforts. He said new doors are opening for youth because of this. Mr. Modi was addressing the G20 University Connect finale program at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi.
Desh kitni tez gati se chal raha hai, kitne alag alag pehluon par kaam kar raha hai. Ve mere desh ke naujawanon ko pata hona chahiye. युवा वहीं पर आगे बढ़ते हैं जहां ऑप्टिमिज्म अपॉर्चुनिटीज और ओपननेस होती है इस तरीके से आज भारत आगे बढ़ रहा है उसमें आपके उड़ने के लिए पूरा आसमान खुला है
The Prime Minister today said India is witnessing positive transformation powered by Yuva Shakti. Giving a recap of the last 30 days, the Prime Minister recalled the successful Chandrayaan mission.
Puri duniya ne Bharat ki awaaz suni. India is on the moon. 23 August ki wo tarikh hamare desh mein National Space Day ke roop mein amar ho gayi hai. Lekin uske baad kya hua? इधर मून मिशन सफल हुआ उधर भारत ने अपना सोलर मिशन लॉन्च कर दिया अपना चंद्रयान अगर 3 लाख किलोमीटर गया तो ये 15 लाख किलोमीटर तक जाएगा
Mr. Modi emphasized that in the last 30 days, India's diplomacy has reached new heights.
पिछले 30 दिनों में भारत की डिप्लोमेसी एक नई ऊंचाई पर पहुंची है G20 से पहले दक्षिण अफ्रीका में ब्रिक्स समिट हुई भारत के प्रयास से ब्रिक्स कम्युनिटी में 6 नए देश शामिल हुए हैं साउथ अफ्रीका के बाद मैं ग्रीस गया था ये 40 साल में किसी भी भारतीय प्रधानमंत्री की पहली यात्रा थी G20 में इसी भारत मंडप में दुनिया के लिए बड़े बड़े फैसले लिए गए आज के पोलराइज्ड इंटरनेशनल एटमॉस्फेयर में इतने सारे देशों को एक साथ एक मंच पर लाना छोटा काम नहीं है दोस्तों
The Prime Minister stated that India made G20 a people-driven national movement.
100 से ज्यादा यूनिवर्सिटी और 1 लाख विद्यार्थियों ने यूनिवर्सिटी कनेक्ट प्रोग्राम के जरिए G20 में भागीदारी की सरकार ने G20 को स्कूल्स हायर एजुकेशन और अनेक इंस्टीट्यूशंस और स्किल डेवलपमेंट इंस्टीट्यूट में 5 करोड़ से ज्यादा स्टूडेंट्स तक पहुंचाया हमारे लोगों ने बड़ा सोचा लेकिन जो डिलीवर किया वो उससे भी ज्यादा भव्य रहा है
Later in the evening, Prime Minister Modi addressed a public rally organized by the Gujarat unit of BJP in Ahmedabad. Speaking at the event, Mr. Modi said Nari Shakti Vandan Adhiniyam is a tribute to the power of Indian women. The Prime Minister said his government is committed to the development of women in every sphere of life. He said it is the guarantee of his government to ensure the reservation for women in Lok Sabha and state assemblies. Mr. Modi reached Gujarat this evening on a 2-day visit. Prime Minister Modi distributed about 51,000 appointment letters to newly inducted recruits under Rozgar Mela through video conferencing this morning. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Modi said Rozgar Mela stands as the government's dedicated effort to empower young individuals and strengthen their active engagement in the country's development. The Rozgar Melas were held at 46 locations across the country. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has said the days when a few nations set the agenda and expected others to fall in line are over. Delivering the national statement of the general debate of the 78th session of United Nations General Assembly in New York this evening, Dr. Jaishankar said political convenience cannot determine responses to terrorism, extremism and violence.
We must never again allow an injustice like vaccine apartheid to recur. Climate action, too, cannot continue to witness an evasion of historical responsibilities. The power of markets should not be utilized to steer food and energy from the needy to the wealthy. Nor must we countenance that political convenience determines responses to terrorism, extremism, and violence. Similarly, respect for territorial integrity and non-interference in internal affairs cannot be exercises in cherry-picking. When reality departs from the rhetoric, we must have the courage to call it out. Without genuine solidarity, there can never be real trust. This is very much the sentiment of the Global South.
The minister said it was with a sense of exceptional responsibility that India took up the presidency of the G20. Dr. Jaishankar said at a time when East-West polarization is so sharp and North-South divide so deep, the New Delhi G20 summit also affirmed that diplomacy and dialogue are the only effective solutions. He said the United Nations should make the Security Council contemporary and emphasize that broad representation is a prerequisite for both effectiveness and credibility.
This is an occasion to take stock of our achievements and challenges, even while sharing our aspirations and goals. And indeed, in regard to both, there is much that India has to share. Mr. President, the world is witnessing an exceptional period of turmoil. As it is, structural inequities and uneven development have imposed burdens on the Global South. But stresses have been aggravated by the impact of the COVID-19 pandemic and the repercussions of ongoing conflicts, tensions, and disputes.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our Twitter handle at AIR News Alerts. Veteran film actor Wahida Rehman has been chosen for the Dada Saheb Phalke Lifetime Achievement Award this year. Information and Broadcasting Minister Anurag Singh Thakur made the announcement today through a social media post. Mr. Thakur said the legendary actor will be given this prestigious award for her stellar contribution to Indian cinema. He said the actress has been critically acclaimed for her roles in Hindi films like Pyasa, Kagaz Ke Phool, Chaudhari Ka Chand, Saheb Biwi Aur Ghulam, Guide, Khamoshi and several others. Reacting to the announcement, the legendary actor expressed happiness on being conferred the award.
मुझे ये अच्छा लग रहा है कि ये गवर्नमेंट का बहुत बड़ा अवार्ड है जब कभी जो भी चीज प्यार से इज्जत से मोहब्बत से देते हैं उसमें ज्यादा मजा आता है मैं शुक्रगुजार हूं आईबी मिनिस्ट्री अनुराग ठाकुर जी का और पूरे जूरीज होंगे उन्होंने मुझे चूज किया इसकी मैं बहुत शुक्रगुजार हूं और बहुत खुश हूं.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed delight on the veteran actor receiving the honour in a social media post. Mr. Modi congratulated her, saying that her journey in Indian cinema has left an indelible mark. Chemicals and Fertilisers Minister Dr. Mansukh Mandavia today launched in New Delhi the National Policy on Research and Development and Innovation in the Pharma MedTech sector in India. The minister also launched the scheme for the promotion of research and innovation in the Pharma MedTech sector. The scheme is aimed at developing India as a global hub for pharma and medtech industry. It will also establish centers of excellence in 7 national institutes of pharmaceutical education and research. Speaking on the occasion, Dr. Mandavia stressed on transforming the country's pharma and medical devices manufacturing sector by shifting from cost-based to a value and innovation-based ecosystem. The Kaveri River Water Council has directed Karnataka to further release 3,000 cusecs of Kaveri River water every day to Tamil Nadu from the 28th of this month to the 15th of next month. In an online meeting of the council today, Karnataka has been asked to ensure the quantity at Biligundlu measuring station in Tamil Nadu. President Draupadi Murmu will be felicitating the winners of the 4th edition of the India Smart Cities Award Contest 2022 at the India Smart Cities Conclave 2023 at Indore in Madhya Pradesh tomorrow. The two-day conclave is being organized by Ministry of Housing and Urban Affairs. On the first day of the conclave today, Union Minister of State for Urban Development and Housing, Kaushal Kishore, inaugurated an exhibition demonstrating award-winning projects of smart cities under the ISAC 2022. The event will provide a platform for the cities to showcase the exemplary work done under the Smart Cities Mission to help crystallize the roadmap for the future of urban transformation in the country. We have a report.
Smart Cities Mission, launched in 2015 by Prime Minister Narendra Modi, is aimed at providing core infrastructure, clean and sustainable environment, and a decent quality life to the citizens. It is a transformational mission aimed to bring about a paradigm shift in the practice of urban development in the country. So far, more than 6,000 projects worth more than 1 lakh crore rupees have been completed, and remaining projects are expected to be completed by the end of June next year. Gaurav, Akashwani News, Indore.
The centre has reappointed M. Rajeshwar Rao as Deputy Governor of Reserve Bank of India for a period of 1 year, beginning from the 9th of next month or until further orders, whichever is earlier. Mr. Rao handles the departments of Regulation, Communication, Enforcement, Legal and Risk Monitoring. At the Asian Games at Hangzhou in China, another gold was added in India's kitty today, taking the country's overall medal tally to 14. It includes 3 gold, 4 silver and 7 bronze. India ended day 3 with a gold, a silver and a bronze. India's equestrian team scripted history by winning the 3rd yellow medal for the country in the dressage event, ending a 41-year-long wait for India to win a gold medal in this event. It is the first gold medal for Indian equestrian after the 1982 Games in Delhi. The Indian team of Sudipti Hajela, Hriday Cheda, Anush Agarwala and Divya Kriti Singh finished ahead of China and Hong Kong. In sailing, India's Neha Thakur bagged a silver medal in the girls' dinghy event, while Ebad Ali won the bronze medal in men's windsurfer event. President Draupadi Murmu, Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Youth Affairs and Sports Minister Anurag Singh Thakur congratulated the Indian players for their outstanding performance. In men's cricket, the 3rd and final ODI between India and Australia will be played in Rajkot tomorrow. The match will begin at 1:30 p.m. India has already taken an unassailable 2-0 lead in the 3-match series. In the first ODI at Mohali, India defeated Australia by 5 wickets. In the rain-interrupted second ODI in Indore, India emerged victorious by 99 runs through Duckworth-Lewis method. The government has said that the claims of more than 10,000 micro, small and medium enterprises, MSMEs, have been accepted under Vivad Se Vishwas One scheme. The Union Finance Ministry said this has led to a grant of more than 256 crore rupees to MSMEs and increased flow of bank credit through freeing up of guarantees. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says India is getting new opportunities, friends and markets due to its strong diplomatic efforts. Asserts India made G20 a people-driven national movement. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar addresses UN General Assembly in New York, stresses political convenience cannot determine responses to terrorism, extremism and violence. Veteran actor Wahida Rahman to be conferred with this year's Dada Saheb Phalke Award for her stellar contribution to Indian cinema. In Asian Games at Hangzhou, India clinched historic gold medal in equestrian dressage team event. Country's overall medal tally rises to 14. And in cricket, 3rd and final ODI between India and Australia to be played in Rajkot tomorrow. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.
आइए स्वच्छता पखवाड़े में 1 अक्टूबर को एकजुट होकर 1 घंटे के लिए सुबह 10 बजे श्रमदान कर पूज्य महात्मा गांधी जी को स्वच्छ भारत की स्वच्छांजलि दें। स्वच्छता कार्यक्रम की अधिक जानकारी के लिए swachhatahisewa.com पर जाएं।